This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Would you believe me if I told you I took lessons? Really? I feel that. Can I be that much of an educated idiot? Really? Anyway, show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know the drill. You know how it goes. I so much appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution for that matter. We should all be. Try to be, anyway, part of the solution. And I do appreciate your time with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, I welcome you. If it's the first time to the show, we talk about everything. I mean, we're not just doing politics 24-7, because it gets boring. It's boring for me, too. You know, I'm flicking through the stations. I'm reading stories. How many times can you hear about how bad the Affordable Care Act is in one day, right? I mean, how many times can you hear during the day, if you would? How Nancy Pelosi can't speak English properly anymore. I mean, I don't know. How many times you want to hear that stuff? There are other things going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, our buddy, Little Rocket Man, what's he doing? What's he up to? What's going on with him? So, apparently, I love this stuff, because they can't hide from it. Right? Some of you may have caught this story, went by pretty quick. Funny how it, you know, goes by during the holiday season, day before Christmas. But President Donald Trump's approval rating has actually soared past that of ex-president, not George Bush, but Barack Obama. I mean, the one that everybody loved. Remember that? Loved across the globe. Of course he was. He didn't push NATO to do anything. He didn't push the UN to do anything. He paid for your health care. He gave you an Obama phone. What else could you want? If you were illegal and you came here, you had food, phone, the whole nine yards. And not just kind of passed, right? Really just kind of took off past. His job approval rating, 151 weeks into his presidency, it sits at 45%. That's according to Gallup last week. That puts Trump 3 points higher than the 42% approval rating that Obama had at the same time in his pregnancy. Right? Gallup poll recorded a similar job approval rating for both presidents under 51 weeks in their administration. 51% of voters said that they disapproved of Trump's performance, compared with 50% of voters saying that they disapproved of Obama's performance. So some of these I get a kick out of because I don't believe, how do I say this without being, I mean, clearly, they might be for different reasons, right? You know, when they did the poll, you know, 62.5% of the people say that we're headed in the wrong direction. But who? In what direction? Come on, think about it. I mean, some of those people were upset that we weren't heading more in a socialist direction. So they thought we were heading in the wrong direction. Some thought we were heading too far in a socialist direction. And so they thought we were in a, you know what I'm saying? It's exactly how you asked the question. Job approval rating. I mean, there were many who felt Obama didn't go far enough left. Look at, he's not the endeared guy of his party anymore. Because he's not socialist enough. He's not left enough. He's not progressive enough. Which is why, I mean, there's some thought behind him possibly endorsing Warren. Because you can't get any more progressive than her. She wants reparations for everybody. She's going to do everything she can for illegal immigrants and others. It's just craziness. Like I said, it's craziness going somewhere to happen. You know, it just never finishes. Now think about something. Even with the impeachment, his approval rating is going up. He's raising 10 times more money than the Democrats are. So since they voted to impeach President Trump, right? I love this. He's actually getting stronger. The House has passed the articles of impeachment. The Senate will convene a trial to determine if the president should be removed from office. Maybe. If they get the information they need. If they get, you know, some of you don't realize how the impeachment works. Right? Some of you don't realize exactly, truly, how the I was all for a full-on, in-your-face hearing for the impeachment. But as I read, as I learned, as I talked to other people, I come to find out that the impeachment process in the Senate doesn't quite work like it does in Congress. Both the majority and the minority leaders have equal rights to subpoena, not individually. They both have to agree on the witnesses. So when Schumer says that they're not willing to call witnesses, he's not telling the truth. We're not willing to call just his witnesses. See what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We want all the witnesses. The ones they wouldn't let us call. The whistleblower. Schiff. He should be in there too. He should have to answer questions. His staff should have to answer questions. And see how that goes over. Julio Rivera will join us at the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you. you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. It's the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Little rock and roll never hurt anybody. Even at Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But you know what? It's Christmas time. We're not doing politics. We're just kind of talking to special guests and sponsors that have been with me for quite some time now. And I'm always interested in what they do around their holiday for their holiday. Well, it's our holiday, obviously. But everybody's got their own traditions. And that's what's great about America. Nobody's saying you got to throw everything away. But you assimilate, you get into the culture, but you bring your special brand with you. You bring your seasoning, if you would, with you. And talk about seasoning, Jose Rivera joins me today, and he is our conservarican, as we used to call him. And did I call you Jose?
Yeah, you did.
I'll fix it.
That's because I was getting into Jose Feliciano. Well, you're all from the same tribe. It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
Right. Julio.
You know, I bring the seasoning that I bring is adobo. Yeah, by the way, that's a special seasoning.
Is that what you bring to it? All right. So Julio Rivera, known as the Conservarican to us, I always love his passion. We both kind of have the same thing going on. So when we get together, it's really fast. You got to pay attention and play it back slow later on, so you can actually understand what we were saying. Anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. It's actually great to hear you, and I'm so glad to be a part of your Christmas extravaganza.
Yeah, yeah, all $7 worth. Hey, so I love having you guys back on because you know we hit politics so hard all year long. It's nice when the holidays come around and say, you know, I know you got a couple of kids. You know, Christmas has a special meaning to everybody. I mean, some kind of meaning. I don't care if you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate. It's that time of year where you want to get family together. You don't want to beat up all the political stuff. You want to have that break for a few hours anyhow. What are you doing anything special on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a time for the family. But I'm glad that you said that about it not being political, because that's actually an issue with my family. My family, being from New Jersey, and being, you know, Hispanic, is very liberal, actually. So I'm kind of the outsider, the black sheep, if you will. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that way. I know somebody's probably, I hope you don't get letters and, you know, comments and hate mail over me saying
what?
That. But
I'm brown
sense,
sheep.
I am.
Brown sheep. You can say you're brown sheep. That's closer to the reality, right? I mean, nobody can write me about
exactly,
that.
Yeah. But that being said, yeah, it's always like, you know, politics is a very contentious sort of subject with my family. So, you know, this year we have a rule, actually, that nobody's going to talk politics. You know, especially now that Trump won, they definitely don't want me talking politics because, you know, they enjoyed their 8 years of Obama. And you know what? Thank God it's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a Christmas gift, right? That's the real Christmas gift that's truly happening.
Exactly.
A year
that's
long,
that's
yeah.
The real side of Christmas there. You know, that's really what's worth positive. But, no, I mean, we do, you know, a lot of the, you know, the traditional stuff with the food. You know, we always love, you know, our pork shoulder, which we refer to as pernil. You know, we sit there and roast that sucker for, you know, 5-6 hours, and it comes out just so tender.
Wow.
With the crispy skin. Oh, my God, ISIS is you know, rolling around going nuts right now, thinking of the prospect of that right now, that we're actually enjoying pork.
I've actually got drool coming out of the side of my mouth, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. And, you know, there's all the traditional things. There's the coquito, which is like the eggnog, the, you know, Puerto Rican eggnog. Tons of rum in that, by the way. Yeah, you can't put enough rum in the coquito. You know, and then the other food, the pasteles and all the good stuff. I mean, that's what Christmas means to me. Christmas means to me, yeah, guiltless eating. Just, you don't even think about it. Just stuff your face until you pass out, basically. That's the tradition.
Wow. No, it's funny. Like I said, everybody brings something different to the table. My aunts, my uncles from Italy, you know, we had a lot of friends that were from Israel, you know, Jewish people that would actually show up on Christmas Eve, and we'd all eat together, we'd break bread together and talk about tradition and family and that kind of, you know, it was really funny. Everybody's so concerned about insulting someone or offending somebody. But I remember as a kid on Christmas Eve, we had atheists, we had agnostics, we had Jews, we had Christians all in the same house. They had no problem with us praying. They had no problem with us talking about Christ. Everybody was fine with it because it was really just it was really ultimately a day for us to get together as family and just kind of, I don't know, recenter ourselves, reground ourselves, whatever the word you want to use. But it was not a political day, not a religious day, if you would. And I mean that in the broad brush religion, but it's a day for family to get together. Remember what our blessings are, what we have, and you've got a newborn.
Exactly.
A fairly
yes,
new.
Yes, I do. A little baby, 5 months old.
Right.
So this is her first Christmas. She's going to be dressed up as a little elf. She's going to look absolutely gorgeous.
But listen. Tell me you're not one of those guys, because I consider you like a sensible guy, right? You're not one of the guys that bought her like 51 gifts, because she's not going to remember this in 20 years. You know that, right? Send me your money.
No. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I'll get her the cute stuff that'll get her. Like, I got her like these glow bears that, you know, you touch them and they're like a giant teddy bear, but when you press the button, they glow in the dark. So she's either going to be traumatized or she's really going to love it. If she, I hope she doesn't burst out crying, you know, thinking that like the bear's possessed by the devil or something. No, but, that's going to be nice. And you know, just all the little cutesy stuff, all the little baby stuff, you know, little bears and toys and the cutesy stuff. And then my older daughter, who's a teenager, you know, you got to give her the high tech stuff and, you know, all the stuff that she wants. You know, you got to get her the Uggs and the this and the that and stuff. And me, I get nothing. I get the satisfaction of seeing the, you know, their joy, I guess. That's my Christmas. Isn't that our Christmas gift?
Yeah, pretty much. You just sit there, you take pictures, and you go, oh, my God, what have I created?
Exactly. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch. Put it that way. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch.
My dad.
But I will enjoy it. I will.
I know. We all do. I mean, my dad used to get socks and what was that? What was the cologne? Old Spice. Remember Old Spice?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No. I used to use a deodorant.
There you go. Yeah, well, I got my dad a cologne. I mean, that was kind of like he ran out about every December. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And you know, I got others that are just dying to get on the show. They pay me big bucks for this, you know.
Listen, I want to give a very Merry Christmas to all of your listeners. You know, stay the course. Keep the good fight going in the new year. I know this episode isn't really about politics, but you know, you do a great job, Joe. I gotta commend you. You know, you really express conservatism in a way that people can digest it, and you're definitely on the right side of all the arguments, and God bless you. And you know, I look forward to seeing you. Are you gonna be at CPAC?
I'm gonna try like heck. We'll see. It gets cold there though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does get cold out there, but I'd love to see you out there. And, you know, God bless you in California. I hope that you guys get through, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on over there.
I'm going to help them succeed, then I'm going to move to New Jersey with you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. We always got room for an Italian, another Italian in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. I'll blend in. I'll blend, like they say. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you have a great time. Listen to Real Side on
Merry
GCN
Christmas
Live.
God bless you,
shut up. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a real message for Christmas. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. The office now has to decide whether to move forward with prosecution. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. No charges have yet been filed against the 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong, and Ashley Judd have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, while actress Asia Argento, Rose McGowan, and others have accused the Oscar winner of raping them. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial January 6th on charges he raped a woman in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know? By making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month. What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
All right. That was so fun. With the Joe Machine, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. You know, I am not ashamed of the fact that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I believe that it's Christmas or Christmas, whatever you want to call it. I realize that, you know, Jesus was not born on December 25th, but at some point in time, you have to decide what day you're going to celebrate it on. You know, we're not given a date or time. But with all that said, let's not forget the real message of Christmas. You know, some of you are just got back from shopping, reshopping, take something back. But let's really hear about what Christmas is about. Take a listen. Having this guy on the show with me from time to time, I bring him on. We talk about real issues of life, not the soap opera issues of life, not that kind of stuff, right? Reality. The only reality show you should be watching is your own, your children, your grandchildren. That's Joe's line, okay? But David Haig, he's a pastor of a large church here in North Los Angeles County, and I always appreciate his wisdom and his input. And Pastor Haig, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe. I love your line. The only reality show you should be watching is your own. That's, you know, I'm probably going to steal that and not give you credit, just so you know.
That's all right. I'm used to it. But, you know, I love this time, you know how my sarcasm comes through, but I love this time of year because Christ came to set us free. Christ came to pull us out of bondage. And what do we do every year at this time? What do we just fall into because the world says this is what you need to do? Enlighten me.
Yeah, well, you know as well as I do that most people go into debt this time of year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think part of the problem is that we have a longing in our hearts for something that is joyful, that is exciting, that is satisfying, and that is long-lasting. And we can't find it. And so we have all these little things in life. It could be eating. It could be, in some people's cases, drinking. It might be sports. It might be, and for some people, it's shopping. And then Christmas comes, and we all kind of have this reward center in our brain that wants to be rewarded. We want to have that joy that we think we should have. And then we try and buy it that if not for ourselves, for others. The bottom line is none of those things, if we focus on them as being that which makes our life worth living and worth getting up in the morning, none of them satisfy. But all of those things can have a place in real moderation if they are an expression of something else that's inside us. That is a commitment to the God who made us to live a life that is worthy of who he has called us to be. So if our gift giving is done in such a way that we just genuinely love to be generous to people, and as long as we stay within our means and don't go into debt, I think actually gift giving and obviously the lights, which are a picture of the light of the world, and the songs, which are a picture of the angels who came on that first Christmas Eve and announced the Savior's birth, all those things, if they're used to remind us just how God's faithfulness has been shown in giving us the greatest gift of all, then those things all have a place. We just don't. We gotta live Christmas, not let Christmas live us.
I like that. I may steal that line for you.
Yeah.
No, when you think that's what I always joke about this, and I always say, look, you know, we have all these wonderful songs, Joy to the World, Peace on Earth, Goodwill towards Men, and again, I'm not trying to turn this into a big negative thing, but I really want to hit people in the head with the fact that Christ didn't come to make sure that you run your credit cards up, okay, that you're full of worry, fear, and doubt, and, you know, you're worried that you got grandma the right gift, you're not so sure this is what she likes. It's like, you know what, give from the heart, do what you want to do, and I agree with you, many people just want to make others happy. You know, it's that time of year, it's, as they say, it's the spirit of the year, but that's what it's all about. It really isn't. And go ahead, go for it.
It is interesting, though, that, you know, on this time of year, you'll see specials on television, the singers and dancers and the celebrities, usually in New York or in Philadelphia or Boston or L.A., at night in front of a big Christmas tree, just saying how, you know, basically another rendition of, why can't we just get along? Jesus came to bring peace on earth. But they never answer the question. The only answer is that the only way there's peace, and by the way, that word shalom just means balance. It means that every part of my life is in balance with who I was made to be. It has had everything to do with a commitment to God. Is the only way that you get peace. The only way that I'm going to love somebody who doesn't love me is if I'm looking at them through the lens of God's love for me. The only way I'm going to forgive somebody who's really hurt me is that to do, as Paul says in Ephesians, that I'm going to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven me. So, you know, faith isn't just wishful thinking. Faith is a commitment to the object of that faith, which in my case, in your case, is Jesus Christ, God the Son, whose birth we celebrate. And the only way you're going to have peace is first peace with him and then living out his peace with one another.
You know, I didn't do it in a mean way, but my granddaughter was in the car with me the other day, and she was talking about Christmas, and I said, hey, I got a question for you. I said, if it's Jesus' birthday, why do we give everybody else gifts? She looked at me like a puppy dog with her head cocked, like, wow, I don't know. You know, and I said, let's talk about how we can bless some other people this year. And it's slow. She's young, and I don't want to shove too much down her throat at one time, but she's young, so it's just gonna but I think we need to think about some of the others around us, not as blessed as we are,
right,
or don't have what we have, and how can we help, right?
Right, exactly. And the reason we give gifts traditionally is because we recognize God gave to us, and we have freely received, therefore we freely give. That's where traditionally in the religious side of things, the Christian side of things, the reason gifts started was that because God has been so good at giving us Jesus Christ and salvation and forgiveness and justification and all the other big theological terms I could throw out. Because he's been generous to us, since we've freely received, we should freely give. So that's where that started. And then it just became, you know, a big party where you've got so many presents under the tree and people start ripping them apart. And kids end up playing with the boxes rather than the toys inside. And, yeah, and then, you know, once capitalism got a hold of it, and I'm a capitalist, I mean, this is a lot of companies, a lot of stores and manufacturers, if they don't have a good Christmas, they don't have business. So it really became a foundational plank in our economic system here in the West. And now if you don't do it, you're seen as hurting the economy and Scrooge. And that's the other thing. Scrooge came out, and none of us wants to be Scrooge, so we buy presents.
You know, it's funny you should mention it. I really hadn't thought of it that deeply, but, you know, you look at the movies, you look at what comes out, and it's they are little subliminal messages on what you should be doing at this time of year. Isn't that kind of interesting you brought that up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, we also see that a lot of people do give to charitable, you know, they give charitable contributions to organizations, especially those that are helping the poor and the indigent and the homeless. Here at Grace Baptist, we try and say we partner year-round with, Bridge to Home and various places here. So, you know, it becomes glitzy. It becomes kind of almost a political thing. Hey, let's take a picture of me out in front of a bunch of homeless people as we're cooking chili for them. But it's got to come from the heart. And if it comes from the heart, it happens all year round.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I have a running joke on the show, and I go, look, it's really funny how, what is it, you only love your wife once a year, Valentine's Day? Is that the only time you're supposed to get her flowers and stuff like that? And it's the same thing. This, you know, we tout, and I know, some of my friends, some of the people I know will get together, and they'll talk about how much they gave to this, and they bought 3 bags of food for this, and they went... I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, well, why don't you do that once a month? I mean, really, how hard would it be once a month to go shopping for the food pantry in your area?
Right, exactly.
Right? I mean, stupid little things. I'm not trying to get...
Yep.
I had a young girl that suggested at church once that, hey, instead of you looking in your closet for clothes, why don't we go down to Goodwill, because the clothes are very inexpensive, buy a bunch of clothes from Goodwill, and then take them over to one of those places that give them to people who don't have clothes. I'm thinking, my God, that's a genius idea. That's a great idea, you know?
You help two organizations that way, right?
Bingo. And it's so simple, we can't think about it, right? So,
The bottom line is, Joe, we don't think about others enough. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I think we've been conditioned. I'm not so sure that... We just don't want to. I think we've been conditioned to do that over the years. Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the real story of Christmas, really what people need to reflect on. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Okay. Like I always say, sorry, just because Christmas is over, the Christmas day is over, it's funny how we don't think about or rejoice in truly what took place on that day. Or what we celebrate for that day. Heck, we bring a baby home now from the hospital. We celebrated for weeks. This was the ultimate baby. Pastor Haig is going to finish up his comments on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. I know. You never thought you'd hear it here, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's finish up with Pastor David Haig. I'll have a few closing remarks. God bless. Don't go anywhere. You're going to enjoy. We're back at it again. I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas Eve and you know, reflect on yours. I think back about my day. My aunt had a lot of Jewish friends. And, you know, if you think that it is insulting to say Merry Christmas to a Jew, you're out of your mind. I have a lot of Jewish friends now that understand the sentiment when you say that to them. When you say that to anybody, really, there's no reason to take offense at that kind of thing. But Christmas Eve, being in an Italian family, we had all kinds of food and different things going on. She would invite a lot of her Jewish friends in.
And I got to tell you, you know, in my mind growing up as a kid, this is one of those things where it didn't matter what you were. It was that time of year. It was that time of year. There was an understanding of what took place, and everybody was invited to partake, no matter what, you know, what religious leaning you had, if you would. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County, and I always appreciate his wisdom and his input. And talk to us about the time of season. You know, Christmas is not... It's not synonymous with shopping season. There's a message here that needs to be told, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting when you think about Christmas. It's really a celebration, a festival that has lasted for thousands of years already, and it happens in every country in the world. In some places, it's got to be happening secretly. So the first thing we got to understand is this actually happened. This guy actually was born, Jesus, and people revered him. Within, you know, 30 years of his life, he was doing miracles and teaching as no one else had, and it's all been recounted in a book that's the greatest, the highest-selling book the world has ever known, the Bible. So it actually happened. It's not a myth. It's historical fact. And the fact is, it happened as a result of a promise that God had made starting way back at the beginning in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15, and all through the Old Testament, we see predictions and we see labels and we see descriptions of what this one who's going to come is going to be. For instance, in Isaiah 9, we see him as the sovereign. He is the ruler who's going to come, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And then in Isaiah 53, what's really amazing is that this ruler who's going to have this kingdom that will never end, how did he build it? Well, he built it by being a suffering servant. The sovereign who is a servant is one of the great truths about Christmas. And he served us by giving his life. You know, by his transgressions we are healed. Or by his wounds we are healed. He took our iniquities upon himself. And then you go a little bit further in the Old Testament to Ezekiel 34, and you find out that he's the great shepherd. He's the one who cares for his sheep and leads them and feeds them and protects them and provides for them. And Jesus actually fulfilled that in John 10 when he stood up and said, I am the good shepherd. I'm the one that has been predicted for thousands of years throughout the Old Testament. And then finally we get to Matthew 1 where the angel comes to Joseph, who's a little confused and doesn't know what to do with regard to the fact that this girl he's engaged to, Mary, is now pregnant. And the angel says, look, don't put her away. Don't divorce her. Don't get rid of her. You marry her. She is highly favored. And he's going to have a boy, and give him name of Jesus, because, now get this, he will save his people from their sins. So he's the Savior. So this whole story of Christmas is not just about Bethlehem, or at least that cave outside of Bethlehem, is where I think he was born. It's about God being so faithful to keep this promise, to send this one who is going to be the king, who has suffered and given his life for us and been risen from the dead and is our Savior. I mean, he rescues us and he preserves us. And so as we come to celebrate Christmas, if you really understand what it's about, you'll have very, very little desire to be frivolous about it, to sing these little songs about snow and about, you know, wonderful feeling and the hot chocolate and everything, all of which are fine as long as they don't detract from the majesty and the mystery that God came in the flesh and fulfilled his promise. That's what Christmas is really all about.
Yeah, and you and I talked during the break. I said we've had a tradition in my family for years, and I don't want, you know, people, it's not that term holier-than-thou thing, but if you really believe what you say you believe, you're a professing Christian, and you believe what you say, and I get we get caught up in everything, take a minute. I mean, really, truly, you can tell your kids the story of Christmas, the birth of Christ, in a few minutes to reset that morning. You know what I'm saying? It's
absolutely,
and it doesn't detract people. It shouldn't detract. If it detracts, I think you need to check yourself again. But it doesn't detract from the celebration as a whole. You know, desperation is a big issue around Christmas, and I don't understand it. We're supposed to be having joy. Think about what took place, and to your point, We don't really understand the story. We're not supposed to be in bondage. Christ came to free us, and we shouldn't have fear. It's because we're not really focused on the reality of the day. And that's my personal opinion. I'm not a theologian, but that's kind of what I take away from it.
You know, if we look down through history, we've seen that most all of the holidays, which really that stands for Holy Day,
right?
It started with the church setting aside days of worship and festivities and joy and, you know, feasting, thanking God for something. You know, and Resurrection Sunday became Easter as the culture kind of stole it and secularized it and made the greatest, the granddaddy of all miracles, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, turned it into a day where bunnies supposedly lay eggs and hide them. I mean, come on, how stupid is that? And then the same thing has happened at Christmas, where it's all about, you know, the snow and over the river to Grandma's house, and which is fine to go to Grandma's house, because chances are Grandma's still going to read the Bible.
Yep.
And the story of Jesus. And we're losing that. We lose it. You know, you and I talk about this a lot. We're losing our moorings in the Judeo-Christian ethic here in the United States. And to your point about whether we could say Merry Christmas, of course we should say Merry Christmas to everybody. We should wish everybody a Merry Christmas. That doesn't mean they have to believe in Christmas, but neither does it mean that we have somehow offended them and broken some unwritten ethical rule by wishing them something that they don't believe in. I get wished for things that I don't believe in all the time. And, you know, that's part of living in a pluralistic society. And unfortunately, our holy days of Pentecost, our holy days of Resurrection Sunday, of Christmas, a lot of these things, you know, even some of the other holidays that we celebrate, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, it's memorial. It has to do with these people who gave their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, for our country. And most of them, back in the Greatest Generation, did so because they actually believed that God would save America. And we sing those songs. So, you know, I think that your listeners who need to hear this are going to hear it, and they're going to act on it. They're going to continue to rein themselves in and make sure they keep Christ in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Others, well, nothing you do is going to help.
You know, and I have people that listen to the show from all walks of life, all religious backgrounds. I actually had a very nice email a couple of months ago from someone who said, I don't believe in God, but I appreciate the way you talk about it and approach it. Because, you know, we're not going to reach people in that one fell swoop. We've got to be showing the love of Christ along with what we're doing and what we're saying and what we're speaking. And I think that's where we sometimes miss it. But
right.
Listen. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and if I don't talk to you before the new year, and I'm sure I will, you have a great new year as well.
Our best years are just ahead of us, yeah. Joe.
I agree.
Me and you.
I agree.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And have a great new year, too.
All right.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. I have these people on and on a regular basis. I have the guests on a regular basis. I've listened to a couple of other shows today, and You don't have to do politics 24/7. You need a break. We all need a break. You won't miss it. Believe me, you won't miss anything. They won't let you. It is all over the place. So when you're looking when you're looking for the hot story of the moment, if you would, there's a boatload of places you can go to. And you think about, look, I think there was an argument today. I didn't go through the whole thing. But it's an argument today over whether, you know, what is the Trump administration really going to do for the homeless situation, for the homeless situation here in California? Well, I guess the question is, what can they do? What are they going to be allowed to do? And the people running these cities, I mean, look at just San Francisco alone. They have no grasp of reality, absolutely none, on how to fix things. They want to do more of the same. They want to put more money into the same. And then they're trying to figure out, how does this happen? How is it that this is still happening? And I will tell you today, the president said, hey, look, we may have to get involved because you're not fixing it. At some point, I hope he does. These people need help, real help.
Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time with me more than you'll ever know. God bless. Hope you had a great Christmas. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.